In a closed session on Monday, the Eastern-based parliament in Tobruk said it passed a vote of no confidence in the interim unity government. But now, there are questions about the transparency of the vote and if it was even legal.
After reaching quorum for today's session with 113 MPs present, a vote of no confidence was carried out with 89 MPs voting to pull confidence from the unity government. The unity government will continue its work as a caretaker government.
Mohammed Rayed is an MP. He says that for a no-confidence vote to be legal, at least 120 MPs must vote for it to be official.
What we saw today was a group of MPs who agreed to carry out a vote. They entered the hall and within minutes announced that 89 MPs voted to pull confidence from the government. There wasn't any information on who voted, how many voted against, and who abstained.
The government of national unity came to power in March. It followed a long and challenging political settlement helped by the United Nations. It was tasked with leading the country until nationwide elections can take place in December.
The move by the parliament to vote on a no-confidence motion is not in Libya's interest. The parliament and government should be cooperating and intensifying their efforts to provide the right conditions for holding elections.
After years of conflict, Libyans were beginning to feel hopeful that things were getting better. But now, with clear signs of political divisions emerging, that feeling may start to fade away and put into question if elections can be held as scheduled. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.